if you will. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we have Lutheran Senior Services in the house today, Anne-Marie Wallace, and a guest, Tom...
Zuber,
Executive Chef at Laclede Groves. I'm still learning the area here.
No worries. Well, last week, we had John Katowski, our president and CEO, on because it was our 158th birthday last year. Great week of celebrations. And if you'll remember, Jonathan, one of the questions that we had as a part of our quiz show was, what is the name of what used to be known as the Lutheran Convalescent Home, which really is kind of one of the first communities of Lutheran Senior Services. And the answer was Laclede Groves. So today, yes, Tom is joining us. He's the executive chef over there, and we always like to bring food on Thursday mornings. And so Tom has a great recipe for us that is currently a part of the fall menu, correct?
Correct.
And something that I know the residents can't get enough of. So, Tom, you're also not only going to show us the recipe for today, but also Jonathan and I actually are going to be a little hands-on because you are going to give a little cutting demonstration. So,
if you want to see that, you can go to facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services where we're live streaming right now. And I don't know if anyone's watching, but I'm waving at the camera. Hello. You can watch us get the cutting lessons and try not to spill food on the soundboard and all that. So, Tom, why don't you tell us about what you're going to be cooking today?
Well, today we are going to be making turkey tetrazzini. This is one of the recipes that we are making for our residents for this time of year. And it's a very simple recipe. Turkey, onions, peppers, mushrooms, pasta. It's a great recipe because it's simple. You put it in the oven and then 45 minutes later, you're good to go.
And those are my favorite kind of recipes, the ones where you just kind of put everything together, it goes in the oven, and then I go off and take my dog for a walk.
Yeah, that's me in the crock pot. We're big crock pot users just because of that. You can set it and forget it.
Yeah? Exactly.
So what do we do first here?
All right, so first we want to start on some onions.
Okay.
And maybe even a pepper.
Ooh, I do pepper.
So the easiest way, what I typically do is cut that directly in half. And then you'll flip it over.
So it doesn't roll?
So it doesn't roll. Now,
I love a rolling onion.
What you can, to dice this, you can just start off on the other, turn it the other way. And you can start almost like your julienne, but you don't want to go all the way through it on the back.
Well, that makes sense.
You can also use the tip of your knife, too, to go down. And it'll all, bring it closer towards you. But there you go.
Oh.
And if you go all the way through, because then you're going to want to turn it and go straight down the other way.
I've never seen this before. That's really
so
cool.
If you go all the way through,
then it starts to fall apart on you, and it's a little bit harder.
Now, how am I going to hold it when I flip it, though?
You put it flat down on the board. Yeah, the
direction goes
straight down it. Exactly.
It's cooking.
Have you been cooking all raw in your entire life, Jonathan?
Yes. I'm not a cook. I pretend.
Oh, look at that. So that way, because I always find if you try to cut the onion and you slice all the way through, then the pieces start falling away from you and you
look
can't.
At that. They're all diced.
Now, one also trick too is on the root end, don't cut that off because that'll hold
it all together. I prepped it. Yeah, okay, that makes sense too.
That's the way I do it.
I'm going to do this
just like that.
I want to practice this.
For peppers.
Now, peppers, there a lot of people will typically go maybe straight down on the side of the pepper to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to set it on its side and almost kind of like you're filleting it.
Oh.
From the side.
So normally I like cut out the center and pull it out.
Yeah, that's what we do too.
That's what we do too, and then I just pull it out.
But is that what you're supposed to do, you said, or not?
No, that's just a trick I like to do. And then, because that way it'll cut away from the core. You don't have to worry about the core. You don't have to really worry about gutting out the seeds because it'll already do that for you. Once you cut it down, kind of almost like you're filleting the...
Right.
These are some good
tips
here.
Taking the bones out.
I know. Okay, so we're obviously our chopping would take a little bit longer. So I know that you have pre-prepped some stuff over there.
Yes.
So when it comes to the recipe, I think first goes the butter in.
Yes. So now, the recipe that I have calls for margarine. Now, if you're like me, I like cooking with butter. Because butter is going to do a couple things. It's one that's going to give you a different flavor, but I think a much better flavor. And it's also going to add a little bit of a different, like a richness to your overall product.
Well, it's real, right? It's authentic food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any, chemicals in it. So I'm going to start off with a little bit of the margarine, let that melt down.
Oh.
Another great idea with this recipe, if you're doing this at home, If you don't, like, personally, I don't really care for spaghetti. I like bow tie pasta or penne. You can substitute almost any kind of pasta
that you want. Yeah. So we were talking beforehand about where even the name tetrazzini comes from and what kind of pasta was, and we had the idea that it was related to the word four in Greek, which is, and it turns out it's just the name of an opera singer.
They named it after
from an American restaurant, which really means, you know, you can't go wrong with whatever pasta you want. It's not going to make it not be tetrazzini because it's not the noodle. Yeah.
Now, the only one I would stay away from would be orzo pasta because it's so tiny.
Right.
It would probably turn to mush by the time the entire...
We do not want our tetrazzini to be mush. So I know the smell of butter in the morning is probably the best smell in the world. But Tom, you've been at Laclee Groves for a little over, I think, a year and a half. Before that, you were a professor at L'École Culinaire.
Yes, I was a chef instructor.
You've worked at the Ritz-Carlton, the Chase Park Plaza. So you bring tons of experience to what you do at Laclee Groves and the recipes that you make as well, which I'm sure the residents just love.
Well, that makes me think of, and I forgot his name, the gentleman we had on last time, but he had quite an extraordinary background as well. Mm-hmm. So that says two executive chefs you have that have come from pretty fabulous places into the Lutheran Senior Services. What brought you from where you were as a professor, right, to a place where you're serving residents?
Well, one, the hours.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, sure.
Second was to be around the people that have made this country great. You know, I wanted to be around those types of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a big family there. We get help from all over the area. But just to interact with the residents there, it's amazing. You know, just listening to some of the stories I've had about, you know, from growing up, their past history, they're absolutely amazing people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so Laclee Groves is right around the corner from the home office, basically, which is where I work. And I cannot tell you the number of staff members that leave our building so they can go to Laclee Groves so that they can have lunch every day there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, Tom, what you make is really good. And personally, even though the turkey tetrazzini here is wonderful and amazing, they also do a great stir fry. So if you're ever in the Laclee Groves area in Webster Groves for lunch... They're stir fry.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That gets my vote of approval.
We've got mushrooms and onions now.
Mushrooms, onions, and peppers.
All in that margarine, which should be butter, but it's margarine. It's okay. It'll do. It smells amazing. The mushroom smell.
If anyone can see me at home, or if you watch this on Facebook, you can definitely tell that I cook with butter and heavy cream.
So we should also probably mention as well is if you are already being like, hey, this is a recipe I need to try, I need to get it into my repertoire, we've put it online at our blog, which is lssliving.org/blog. So Tom has been so kind as to offer us this recipe, so you can go there and get it for yourself, and you can make it tonight.
You were also telling me about, right now, there's sort of a special event/deal going on.
We should. So Laclee Groves always has a bunch of things going on. I think, Tom, you've even got a huge event this afternoon where they celebrate all the birthdays of the residents. But Laclee Groves, they are doing a move-in special right now for those who are looking for assisted living or memory care assisted living. Mm. And that special ends at the end of December. And normally Laclee Groves does not, this is a kind of a once in a blue moon type occasion.
This is a place with a waiting list to get into.
It is. And so if this is something you're listening and you can hear this great food as just an example of what they have at Laclee Groves and want to know more, I'd definitely make sure to give them a call today.
Well, and again, memory care is also, good memory care is not easy to come by.
It's not.
Right? So to have that opportunity to jump right in, if that's something that you need right now, this is the time to call.
I would definitely do that. Okay, so Tom, back to the recipe. We're sauteing, or are you...
We're
How
sauteing.
Long do you cook? Okay.
Now, you want to saute this until your onions start to turn translucent, which means, you know, they're going to start turning a little clear. You don't want that raw onion flavor. If you saute the onions at home, but just the smell,
right,
is great, but the flavor. And then you want to also maybe make sure your mushrooms are a little soft, too. Now, once you put this in the oven, they will cook much more.
Now, define saute for me. I know I've heard it before, but I'm
saute
right
is
now.
The term that we use to cook very quickly over high heat.
Okay, so it's not slow.
Not slow.
Opposite
correct.
Of slow.
And typically, unless you're a fan of, you don't want your ingredients to turn a dark color on you, because then you're going to get the bitterness in your the burnt.
So it's pretty tough then, because you got to cook it fast, but not overcook it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So like, if you were to get like 2 minutes for a dish like this, or It's just kind of a you learn as you go.
Kind of learn as you go.
To when that correct moment is.
It's not microwave popcorn. Don't push the timer and walk away. That'd be bad.
All right, so I think we are ready. Our onions are starting to turn a little translucent. So next, we're going to add the rest of the ingredients together, everything.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to add our soup.
So we've got
cream
some
and
cream,
mushroom.
Yeah, cream and mushroom. And I was telling them earlier, I saw the recipe at the beginning of this week. I went to the grocery store to shop, you know, meal plan for the week. And I knew that I needed to buy cream of mushroom, but I couldn't find it in any of my recipes. So I picked up a can of cream of mushroom, which means I'm ready to make this dish, even though that was not my original intention.
So you added the turkey, and then here comes the
turkey. Here comes the pasta.
And we're using spaghetti, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. And you just cubed that turkey, it looked like.
Yes. Or if you have leftover turkey from Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can just shred it however you like.
Mm.
And so now I'm going to switch from my spatula to my tongs. It'll be much easier to stir.
So using tongs to stir the...
To mix it all together.
Yeah, to mix and stir, particularly the spaghetti. That makes sense because spaghetti doesn't really stir with a spoon.
No, it doesn't.
No. It's one of my least favorite pastas. It's just such a pain. I love penne because you get that al dente crispness to it. Not Christmas, but and yet it is easy to put on a fork.
Yeah. That is true. So once you have it all mixed together, is it just kind of making sure that it's all, you know, the cream of mushroom is all over it? So we just are mixing together until it's thorough.
Everything is evenly dispersed throughout.
Okay.
But then normally you would bake this then as well as part of the...
Yes, so it doesn't really matter if this gets really hot enough if you're going to put this in the oven, because obviously it's going to heat up in the oven.
Right.
So as long as everything is mixed together, put in your casserole dish, and then you pop it in the oven.
What does the baking achieve that just kind of heating it on the stove wouldn't do?
It's going to keep everything together, almost like a casserole.
Right.
And then before you put it in the oven, you'll sprinkle it with some Parmesan cheese.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
you hopefully maybe
part.
Get that kind of golden brown color.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That flavor
a little
on top
crispiness
of that.
On top.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, our portable oven was not available today to bring into studio. So we're going to kind of bypass that step. But I mean, this is a great recipe in terms of it's got fresh ingredients. We talked about those onions, those mushrooms, those peppers. It also uses turkey. So if you still have some leftover turkey from Thanksgiving, another great way to do it.
To me, this looks like a good leftover kind of meal as well.
Exactly.
Like your bag lunch, this is going to go really well in your bag lunch tomorrow.
Just pop it in the microwave to reheat it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
One last thing, I always want to make sure that you season properly. And that doesn't really have a set amount. You just want to do it to taste.
So you're talking about salt.
Salt and pepper.
There's an ongoing battle in my house over what is too salty and what is not salty enough. And we've been married good decade plus, and we're still kind of figuring that one out.
This morning, balance.
I've taken to bringing broth rather than coffee for the afternoon, and I keep having to put more salt in it. This morning I added salt. She goes, "It's too salty." I said, "No, it's not. It's not too salty. It's just fine." But it is really a taste thing, right? People have different different amounts that they want. So don't just put in a quarter teaspoon.
That's a lot of salt.
But do it a little bit at a time, taste it a little bit
taste
more.
Taste, exactly. That's one thing you want to make sure you do is constantly taste it. The one thing that I found that cooking for a lot of people, you can't cook for yourself. You can't cook to your own taste. You're cooking for others.
Mm.
So if I like something salty,
maybe
the majority
back
of people
a little
are
bit
not going to like it. So so you better keep in mind that you're cooking for others, not your own taste.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And you do cook for a lot of others at Laclede Groves. It's one of our largest communities.
How many people would you serve on an average day?
For all our floors, the meals that get sent up, we cook just a little over 200.
Okay.
You know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then our the bistro, we have our walk-in restaurant open to our residents. We probably might do up to 150 to 200.
On every day.
Yeah.
Well, I know overall every year when we give out our annual report, which is, you know, what kind of has happened with LSS. If you were to take all of our locations together, we make over 2.5 million meals.
Wow.
Every year.
Yeah.
Great meals like what we're having here today. But being at Lutheran Senior Services means you never go hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, good. So, of course, we are talking with Anne-Marie Wallace of Lutheran Senior Services and Executive Chef Tom Zuber from Laclede Groves. We're making turkey tetrazzini. We are live streaming on Facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, which you can find more updates in general there, right? Besides
correct.
What we're doing
oh,
now. Like, why would someone go to that place? What are they going to find there?
You're going to find a lot of great things. So, one, you can see what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services on our Facebook page. So, construction updates or where we're serving in our community. But also, we put a bunch of educational resources on there as well. So if you have questions on aging or things about Alzheimer's, we try and put a bunch of resources on there to really help you get the information that you need. So if you haven't been to our Facebook page yet, make sure to check it out. Along with that is our blog, which is at lssliving.org/blog. So today you can find the recipe that we're featuring here. But again, we also put a bunch of resources there as well that you can use throughout your day.
And you mentioned lssliving.org. That's the website for Lutheran Senior Services.
And then directly, and then you can either hit news blog at the top right. or just Lutheran
can
Senior
you find,
Services.
Can you, if you can't get to Facebook, can you find Tom's picture at lssliving.org? Yeah?
Actually, Tom, the one thing we were missing when we posted the blog was his picture. So before I go today, I
you
will get
take
one.
A Snapchat.
I'll get your mugshot, and then we'll add that to our blog this afternoon so you can all see Tom. He's making this wonderful recipe. Are we to the tasting point yet?
Well, we can be if you like. I want to, you know, Tom, you're going to have to serve that up, but if you can talk at the same time. Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, I mentioned earlier, you mentioned your transition. How long ago did you transition out of teaching and into Lutheran Senior Services?
I started April of 2015 at Lutheran Senior Services.
Okay. So kind of a noob, but loving it, I hope.
Loving it. Yeah? Absolutely loving it.
Anything else you really love about the organization? I mean, you mentioned just being around the people, but...
Being around the people, but the day I walked in for my first interview... It was just unbelievable how incredibly nice and warm everybody was. And that was just for an interview. And then, so once I started, it continued. It wasn't, you know, a show. It is one big, giant, warm, lovable family.
Right, right. Which is really important when you're talking about senior living, right? That you're not in a place where they put out the red carpet for everyone to get you in, and then they pull it out from under you when I guess the family's gone. So, again, the more that I have these interviews with you, the more I'm just impressed with Lutheran Senior Services and want to get myself on the waiting list, which Anne-Marie mentioned earlier today. She's tried. Can't do it quite yet. Got to be...
Yes. So at all of our communities, you can you know, either go right in or sometimes there is a waiting list. And so you can join kind of a special group of people who are part of our future residency program. And when I first started at Lutheran Senior Services, I was really impressed as well. So I was like, oh, I want to get myself on this list so that I can make sure that I can one day be at a Lutheran Senior Services community. And then they told me that I couldn't. I was too young, and it was a little sad.
It was a hard day. Hard day for Anne-Marie. Yeah, good. So, yeah, do we want to... We're not going
to
eat out of the...
I think we're ready to go. If you would hand
this... Oh, yeah. I'm always happy to pass the plate.
This is like the best part and the worst part. I feel bad because the people on the radio can't smell it, can't taste it, just have to hear me... Enjoy my life.
One thing you want to make sure you do is before you serve it, taste.
Oh yeah.
Oh, first.
So the chef's tasting it. Make sure it's salted just right. Oh, here it comes.
Do
a little
you
more
add just a bit more?
Yeah.
Do you need four?
See, more salt. More salt is good. It helps. Salt's so amazing because it doesn't, well, if you do too much of it, it becomes its own flavor, but it doesn't, it's not its own flavor, right? It pulls out correct. What's there. I love it.
I bet you have a really nice spice pantry.
We do. I'm not the main cook. My wife is, but we do. We like to play with other things like curry and sriracha.
Oh, here, I'll pass that.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. We are talking with Lutheran Senior Services, Anne-Marie Wallace, Executive Chef Tom Zuber. Thanks for being with us. I'm just going to eat this food. I don't even know how to talk and eat at the same time, so we'll be back in a moment. Is it good? Have you tried it?
It's so good.